Happy New Year, dingus. Oh, I didn't scare you, did I? I'm sorry. I saw you lying out here on the grass. You looked like you were tired. I figured you looked so hungover, you might not even notice me sneaking up on you. I'm sorry. I'm a bad neighbor, I know. Anyway, what's the matter with you? You party a little too hard last night? I'd be surprised if you had enough friends to go out and get wasted like this with. Oh, I'm just messing around. Come on, you know how much I like to tease you. So come on, what was it? You went out to a bar, club, house party. What did you do? Oh, okay, you don't want to tell me. All right. Fair enough, dingus. Keep your secrets. You do look tired, though. You must have got in pretty late. Oh, leave me alone. Listen to you. You're so funny, especially when you're tired like this. No, I'm not going to leave you alone. It's New Year's Day. I've got the whole day off. So did you make any New Year's resolutions this year? No, wait, shut up, I'm not interested. Let me tell you about my New Year's resolutions. I decided that this year, you know, I really just have to get better at going out there and taking what I want. Nice guys finish last. You know, it's just true, isn't it? It's probably why you're such a loser. You're too nice for your own good. Yeah, this year, I'm just going to think about all the things I want and I'm just going to take them. Jeez, look at you. You really are in a bad way, aren't you? You know, if you've got a hangover, I could help you with that.
I don't want your help.
Stand the fuck up, loser. Here, come on. Come inside. I've got something that will wake you up and make you feel so much better. Come into my place. Come on. Yeah, sure. It'll make you feel better. I mean, it'll make one of us feel better anyway. Inside, dingus. Now. Yeah, come on. You know, I actually had another New Year's resolution. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm unbuttoning your shirt, that's all. I had another New Year's resolution, and that was that I should be a better neighbor to you. So we've lived together for what, how many years now? I don't even know. All this time I've been so unkind to you. Pushing you around, calling you names, telling you that you're a fucking dingus and a loser and a total fucking dork. Saying that to you all the time, that's not very nice of me, is it? Saying things like loser, dingus, dork, nerd, fucking little pussy, shit like that. It's not very nice of me, is it? You weak little fucking loser. That's just an example of something that's not very nice that I might have said in the past. So this year, I'm going to be nicer to you, starting today. And now that I'm officially a good neighbor and a good person, I'm going to help you out and I'm going to get rid of this hangover of yours. It's this new hangover treatment that I've been thinking of. Hey, come on. Get these down. Get your shorts down. Get your little shorts down, loser. I think of it as a kind of a shock therapy for getting over a hangover. Hey. Look, I know this is a big step for you and I. I've never seen you in just your underwear like this before. But you really need to understand. I'm a good man now. You can trust me. You can totally trust me. Look, I'll prove it to you. Instead of saying mean things to you, like, you're a sad little fucking gay boy dingus, I might say something to you now like, you have an incredible body, or you're actually pretty good looking for a fucking loser. I might even learn to be a little bit more honest with you about things, like how the only reason I've teased you so much in the past is because it sexually excites me to insult you. Belittling you makes me horny, and it gets my dick hard. See? New year, new me. Honest, generous, kind. That's me. Why don't we get to work on making your hangover all better? God, you know, every time I say something nasty to you, you look at me with those sad little eyes, and I swear, I never know if it makes me want to give you a hug and apologize and tell you that I'm sorry and it's okay, everything's going to be better from now on, or if it makes me just want to pinch your nipple and grab hold of it and not fucking let go and see just how sad I can make you look. See if I can make it worse. No, don't worry, dingus. I got you. I got you. I'm gonna hold you. I got you right here. And I am gonna twist and I am gonna squeeze just a little bit. Because like I said, this is my year of deciding what I want and just going out there and taking it. And this is what I want. You know, the funny thing about bullying someone is, it's that bullying someone and loving them are really not that different when you think about it. In fact, bullying someone and loving them are just a hair's breadth apart from each other. Because they both require a complete obsession, don't they? When you think about it, right? The same willingness to get up in someone's face and say deeply personal things to them. To force yourself into their personal space. To be close to someone. To allow someone to get inside your head. And to get inside theirs. Bullying and love are just two sides of the same coin. But lucky for you, like I said, I'm a nice guy now, and I'm a good neighbor. Your nipples really do feel good. You're so handsome. You really are handsome for someone who's such a fucking loser. Loser boy, look at you. I think this year is gonna usher in a whole new era for you and I. What about you? What do you think? Too shy to say anything. Maybe you're just too hungover. Maybe you're too tired. Maybe you can't think straight. Well, we'll get an answer out of you one way or another. Turn yourself around. Turn yourself around. Come on. Give me this ass. I asked you, what do you think about it? Do you think that you and I are going to be better friends this year? Do you think that you and I are going to be closer this year? Come on, fucking answer me. I can't hear you again. Oh, you do agree. Well, isn't that just lovely? No, you can stay bent over like that. That's a good boy. Stay as you are. The number of times I've said a mean thing to you and you've just turned around and walked away, and I've got to watch this fantastic ass of yours just walk off. Oh, my God. I swear it's one of the best things about being your neighbor, getting to constantly look at this beautiful ass. The little gay boy next door with a great ass. You know, I hope I'm not overstepping any personal boundaries with all of this. I hope I wouldn't be overstepping any personal boundaries if my hand slides down your ass and between your legs and underneath and just grabs you by the balls. That wouldn't be too much for you, would it? Bending you over, squeezing your throat, reaching down here and grabbing your balls. That wouldn't be too much for you now, would it, loser? No, I'm sorry. I called you a bad name, didn't I? I said I wouldn't do that anymore. Well, I guess some old habits die hard. It might take a little bit more effort for me to shake off the habit of telling you you're a fucking loser. Fuck. Well, I got you by the balls now, loser. So what do you think? Is this waking you up? Is this helping you shake off your hangover? Giving you something else to focus on, something else to think about? Oh God, it feels really fucking good. I won't squeeze them too hard, don't worry. What if I get down here and I keep holding onto your balls, but I reach around the front and... Oh, your dick is hard, loser. Your fucking dick is hard, isn't it? How the fuck did that happen? Really fucking hard. Because I'm squeezing your balls, is that it? Because I've got you by the balls and I won't fucking let go, loser. Grabbing your balls and... tugging on them like this, making your cock bounce around. Oh. You know, I hate to let go of your throat, but holding you by your balls and by your cock feels pretty good too. Oh, what's the matter? Are you gonna cry about it? Is it all a little bit too overwhelming for you? You're gonna be a fucking crybaby about it. Well, look, let me tell you, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry for all the times I bullied you. I'm sorry for all the times I said such mean things to you. Oh, I'm sorry for all the times I was a bad neighbor to you. What else am I supposed to apologize for? You want me to apologize for spanking you? You want me to apologize for grabbing you by your fucking balls? I'm just trying to be a nice guy. I shouldn't have to apologize for that, should I? Listen to you, fucking loser. Oh, come on, let's just pull these... Pull your underwear down and... boing! You sound like you might cry, you know. My cry while I squeeze your balls and I tug on this fucking cock of yours, bouncing right out of your underwear like that. You know I'm only doing these things because I like you, right? You must know that. Maybe I am being a little bit rough, though. How about I be nice to you instead, Come on. Right here. Lay down. Get back on my couch. Come on. Lay there. Oh, no, no. Lay there. Lay there. Come on. No, no, no. I'm going to sit myself right here. I'm going to perch myself on the edge between you and the door. Oh, jeez, you really do look handsome. Even with a hangover like this, I think this pair of underwear can come off, though. Let's slip these down all the way off. Oh. will just spread these legs of yours apart, just like this. Oh, there. How does that make you feel? When I had my hands on your knees like that and I just gently spread your legs open while you're totally naked and exposed. Is that how you expected to start your new year? You really are beautiful. Sorry, that's that newfound honesty of mine coming out. I think you're so fucking handsome. Even at a time like this when you're obviously so tired and hungover that you're basically helpless. And you're here stripped down in my home. At my mercy. Just how you need to be. Looking right into my eyes. So helpless, so weak, so vulnerable. Such a pathetic little fucking gay boy loser. With my fingers just gliding over your balls like that, just tickling them, stroking around the insides of your thigh. Uh-huh. Looking so overwhelmed that your cock is twitching and you might cry any moment, you little fucking crybaby. You little fucking crybaby. Does that make you want to cry? When I grab your balls and I squeeze them? Oh no, don't stop looking at me. You don't take your eyes off mine, okay? Okay? No matter how intense it feels. When I grab your cock and I squeeze that too. When I pump it, pump it, pump it. Don't take your eyes off mine. No matter how hard I squeeze your fucking balls. Fucking loser boy, you look like you're gonna cry. All I'm doing is curing your hangover. I'm just being a good neighbor. I'm just being honest with you about my feelings, because I like you so much, and I'm not going to stop being honest with you like this until you come, because I just know that that rush of endorphins and those happy feelings you get, it's going to wash that hangover all the way away. You're going to forget all about it, and you're going to be so fucking grateful to me for making you come that you will thank me when it's over with. No matter how much you look like you might cry now, I promise you, you will thank me. Just whatever you do, don't take your eyes off mine. God, your cock feels so fucking good. Your balls feel so fucking good. I'm not gonna let go of them. Grabbing them, holding them, pumping your cock. You're so fucking hot. It's a miracle that I kept my hands off you for as long as I did. You might be a loser, but you're gonna be my fucking loser. Keep your hands down there. Keep your hands by your sides. You don't get to touch anything, not even yourself. You keep your legs spread and your hands by your sides, and you stay still and you just look at me, okay? While I pump your cock really fucking hard. This is how we make you feel better. So give me what I want. Give me what I fucking want, loser. I want your cum and I'm not gonna stop until I get it. You little fucking crybaby, look at you, so overwhelmed. Little fucking loser crybaby, give me what I want. Come on, let's get you closer. And you will give me what I want. Pumping, pumping, up and down, pretty little fucking gay boy loser crybaby. Look at you. Right on the edge. Harder, 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 give me what I want. Come on, come on, give me what I want. want to see it. I want to see it squirt. I want to see it squirt and spud. Well, you're not going to cry, are you? Gay boy crybaby, give me what I fucking want. I want to see you squirt harder and harder and harder. Give me what I fucking want. Yeah, oh, that's it. Yeah, that's right. Oh, you moan like that. And you fucking moan for me until I get what I want. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop until I make you feel all better. Give me what I fucking want. Come on. Come on. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me, loser. You fucking pretty boy crybaby. Fucking little gay cock. I want to see it spurt. You're getting closer. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Don't fucking break eye contact. I'm not gonna stop. Give me what I want. That's it. Yeah. 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 Give it to me. Give it to me. Come on. Oh, yeah, there, yeah, that's it. Spud, spud, give it to me, give it to me. Come on, you fucking loser, come. Come on, you fucking gay boy. Give it to me, keep your arms down there. That's it. Spud, spud, fuck more, more. Yeah, that's it. Oh, it's just going everywhere, isn't it? Yes, yes. Give me what I want. Give me what I want. Oh, oh. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not gonna let go of your balls. Not yet. You fucking gay boy. Well, that's my good deed for the new year done, isn't it? It's so wonderful that you and I can finally be honest with each other. It's okay, you can catch your breath. I'm not going anywhere. I am definitely not going anywhere. So what do you say, neighbor? Did that make you feel better? And what do you say now? Thank you. Say it again, louder. Thank you. You're welcome, loser. Just when I thought it was going to be impossible for me to become even more obsessed with you. Seeing you come like that has just... Seeing you come all over yourself, it's just... It's done something to me. Seeing it all over my hands. I have a feeling that my obsession with you is about to become something really fucking sick, and this is about to get a whole lot worse and a whole lot more fun. Happy New Year, loser.